You're really touching not only on the informational overload question, but you're dealing with the whole question of cultures and how a culture organizes itself and how a culture wishes to impart information down into family values, individual values, and things of this sort of nature. My understanding is that WorldSpace, which is an organization that is trying to make radio available in all parts of the world, particularly in the developing nations, is actually developing individual arrangements with the countries so that there is a possibility to put an overlay of the cultural sensitivities into the material that is broadcast into those nations. And that may well end up being a solution, that until such time as societies can cope with unfiltered information, particularly as you're up on the learning curve of coping with data, that some selectivity needs to be done for those societies. I think I'll stop there, Professor Rao.
I think Dr. Deutsch has adequately answered it. Certainly, one of the major problems all the developing countries have is the cultural invasion. This is one which is always brought in. But I also believe that I think sometimes this is sort of overstressed. If the cultures are that weak, I don't think they have a right to exist. And I'm afraid that I have used this sentence not very in a popular manner in India. But after all, some of these cultures have been staying there for centuries, and they must be able to certainly filter it out. And you'll find that very often, I'll give you one example of MTV, which was sort of putting up all sorts of things. And in India, the people themselves protested. The result was that MTV stopped it. Therefore, very often you will find, I think, the societies have the capability to react back. But certainly true. What WorldSpace is doing is trying to see that the type of music and the type of the information which is given is area-specific and of interest to area. And therefore, that's one way of doing it. But by and large, I don't think I don't think there's such a great problem of the cultural invasion. I'm afraid that we'll have to live with it. But some certainly bad effects of any new technology is always there, but one must be able to filter it out. Thank you.
I think in terms of the information overload, though, one has to distinguish between, I guess, what you could call pull technology and push technology. So much of the advertising nowadays and so much of the television and much of the internet now is becoming push technology, where you're receiving information that you may not even wish. And I think there are indeed legitimate questions that could be asked as to how this should be limited, not only in the developing world, but in the developed world as well. But I think you're treading on dangerous territory when you try to limit the pull technology, when you try to censor information so that people don't have access to it. I think the information should be free and clear for everyone to access, and the amount they wish to access may depend upon whether they wish to be overloaded or not, but at least they should have the right to so be.
But there is a message here, and that is that something similar to what I brought up. When dealing with developing nations and their needs, you must include the user. You can't impose from the top. And there's so much individuality in the developing nations on their requirements that you have to incorporate. It's not so much the data overload that we're talking about here, but there is a difference in what they need and how they perceive their needs should be developed, how their infrastructure should be developed. This is where we can help. So there is no universal solutions, and I think that was one of the messages by the questionnaire, is he's spoken from the American side, and he says, I'm happy with ABC, but in many developing nations, they would like to have all the information and then call out for that information which solves their requirements. So we have to be very careful when dealing with developing nations that we understand that there's vast differences between nations, and we don't try to impose when we use their requirements.